right? Cost of acquisition of clients is going through the roof. Advertising is not cheap. Advertising's not cheap. And so, you know, people who inside of a company, they look around, they're like, just go get more leads. Go buy more leads. When they should be saying, we could probably acquire leads at a lower cost if we would get more referrals.
Every single message you deliver is really a sales call. Either you are selling or being sold. Salespeople love to brag about their skills. And the truth is, your success in closing sales depends on your skills, your abilities, and finding the right training. And the great news is, you have come to the right place here at the How to Sell Show with your hosts, Dale Bell and Scott Silvenbell. And be sure to join the party at howtosell.live and download your copy of The 10 Common Mistakes Salespeople Make.
Aloha from Sacramento, California. Today I'm sitting in my office and I'm like, I think today's episode of the How to Sell Show is going to be all about referrals. And there are so many items out there that we could talk about referrals. And I want to make sure to keep this under 20 minutes. So I'm going to give you the best highlights that I know. The great thing for you is most people only have one style of asking for a referral, and it's not very good. And so it doesn't take much more for you to be incrementally better than your competition. And I'm going to put the word competition in rough quotations because I don't know what industry you're in and I don't know what you do, but most companies that are out there are mediocre at best. And here is the one style. The person sits down with the buyer, the client, after the purchase is made, and they're like, all right, well, now that we've sold you our widget or gizmo, our product or service, who do you know that would benefit from the thing that we have to offer? And it's usually really uncomfortable and it's really tense. And there's a couple of reasons for it. One, that person doesn't even know what they're getting, right? They don't know what they're getting. They don't know if they can trust you. Two, when you put your name on something and you give a referral, you're literally putting yourself on the line. So I remember a couple years back, I get a phone call from somebody and they're like, hey, Scott, I work for XYZ company. And I said, okay, well, what can I do to help you? And they said, hey, there's some guy, and fictitious name, some guy named Bob Smith. Bob Smith says that you're going to know if he's a good employee or not. What do you think about Bob Smith? And I'm like, Bob Smith? Bob Smith. Oh, that Bob Smith. And I was like, you know what? I don't know why that guy put me down as a reference. I'm just going to say this. I don't know why that guy put me down as a reference because I can't think of any good things to say about him. Okay. And the reason I bring this up, the reason I give you that example is let's say that you call somebody that was a reference or somebody that was referred to you by somebody. And you're like, hey, I got your name from, I'm giving you the most generic way possible. I got your name from Bob Smith, and Bob Smith said that you would benefit from a conversation with us, blah, 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 blah. And the person's like, Bob Smith, I wouldn't trust that guy with a nickel, okay? And so it goes both ways. It could be that the person that they gave you to was just somebody to get you like, hey, I'm going to just give you a name. Yeah, I got a name for you, Bob Smith, okay? If your name's Bob Smith, I apologize. You're probably a pretty good dude. But no, the order that people do for a referral is completely out of order. This is the way that it goes. There's advertising, 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 sales presentation, delivery, confirmation, product sold, install, whatever happens once they purchase. And then the awkward conversation. Hey, now that you've bought our product, are you ready to give us a strong referral? The person's like, heck no. I don't know how this thing works. I don't know what's going to happen if things go sideways. I don't know if I can trust you guys. The only thing you do is drop something off at my office, drop something off at my door, did a quick install. I've got my product. I don't even know how this thing operates. And so what happens is it builds up anxiety and some resentment because the people are like, you know what? All you were after was a referral. Gosh darn it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew this was how it's going to go down. And you just proved a point. Like, that's very immature. That's the wrong way to go after business. That's the wrong way to go after a referral. Hey, I just met you at the bar. Do you want to get married? No way. Most of the time. No way. No way. Most of the time. It's not going to happen. Okay. You have to have the product, the service, the widget, the gizmo that people want. That means that you have to have good service. That means that you have to have a good product. That means you have the belief that Jay Abraham says that you do no harm, that your product is going to be the best thing for them, that it's really going to take care of them, and that when, not if, but when you deliver, then that's the time for an appropriate conversation to ask for a referral. And I'm going to have people go, Scott, I ask for referrals the minute that I get the sale and I close the deal. I'm like, okay, well, you know, that's like sales is a religion. That's just not the part of your sales religion that I believe in. I want someone who's really going to refer good business to me. I want somebody who's really going to take the time and go out of their way. So, you know, I'm on the North Shore of Oahu last week, and it's one of my favorite places to be. I love Haleiwa, everywhere from like Sunset Beach to Haleiwa, Wailua. Oh, one of the best places ever on the North Shore. And so someone says, hey, you know, I really want to get some shave ice. And so there's a couple of really well-known places to get shave ice. And so I gave them the local tip. So Matsumoto's is the place that everybody wants to get their picture taken. And on any given day, since it is a tourist location, you're going to wait in line for about 40 minutes. And I said, hey, look, you know, real deal. You can go to Matsumoto's. I've been there. They have amazing shave ice. Or you can go across the street to Aoki's. And there's people in line, but not 40 minutes deep, right? And so the guy was like, hey, man, thanks. And you know, I'm wearing an Aloha shirt that day. Ran into him a little bit later. He's like, dude, thanks so much for telling me about Aoki's. Their shave ice was really good. I loved it. Like, that's the type of thing that you need. You need somebody that goes out of their way and says, hey, here's the secret. Here's the tip. Hey, I need insurance. Oh, like, I got the guy for you. I got the girl for you. Hey, I need a car. Hey, I got the guy for you. I got the girl for you. You want people to go out of their way to refer business to you. And you can only do that. You can only do that when you have good service, good products, good quality, good follow through. I can't tell you how many times recently, while I've been helping my mom out run her company, that companies just do not follow through anymore. It is insane. So my mom had a 42-year relationship with a vendor that ended because these people couldn't follow through. 42 years. Like, she gave them a chance. She tried to make it work. And based on a referral, she went somewhere else. It happens a lot. You have to think through your processes. You have to think through what you're going to do. You have to think through how you're going to meet with people and have the conversation. But what you really need to take a look at, is something that you may not have considered when it comes to getting a referral. And you got to find and figure out where your company's broken. And if you have something that's annoying, something that's frustrating, something that's going to drive people crazy, you know, the best thing ever is to figure out how to reduce it. Another term for this is breakage. You got to figure out where the breakage is in your company. You know, and what you got to do is you got to go online and you got to read your reviews. And you're going to cringe because some of the people, it's just a megaphone for them to make some noise. But there's going to be some truth. There's going to be some aspects that you really got to take a look at and go, where are we falling down? Where are we not good at service? And what you start doing is you start ticking off the things that are really easy. Tick them off the list. The things that are really easy, those are the things that you go after the fastest. You go after the biggest win possible. And then you start narrowing down on where can you make the buying experience better? How can you help people buy so that they're not irritated? You know, I look at my daily life. I needed to get a part for my episode tonight. I realized I didn't have a splitter that's supposed to go into my recorder. So I got a Zoom H6 recorder and I've got a single microphone. And unless I have the splitter, it records in mono and I got to fix it in my editing program. I use a Magic Vegas and it's just one click, but it sounds cleaner to me when it's recorded in stereo. So I go to the local shop here in Sacramento that's right here by my office and I did not get any help. Like, nobody came over to help me. And so I had to drive 25 minutes one way, go inside the store. It's right by a big mall. It wasn't easy to get to. I was in there for 3 minutes and I had to drive back. So it took me an hour. The shop that's up the street, like literally is 4 minutes away and 4 minutes back. And I would have loved to get some help and they didn't have what I needed. And the guy didn't even say like, hey, I can order it for you. All he did was like, oh, sorry, bro, we don't have it. I'm like, oh my goodness. I would never come back to this business. right? You only get one chance with a lot of people. Most people are like, hey, I've given you my chance. We've been doing business for a while. It's time for us to go. You have to find these breakage points. You have to find the places that you're having problems. And you know, the great news for you is most of your competitors offer mediocre service. If you want to have some fun one day, here's what you do. You go to the review sites. I mean, there's a million of them. There's a City Search, Bing, Yahoo, Google, Yelp. And you go to these sites and you look up your competition. And I'm gonna give you high-level information here. You find out what people don't like about them and you fix that in your company too. Like sometimes people are like, well, nobody's ever told me that. Well, I mean, it's going to take some inspection. It's going to take some work. You go read the competition stuff, and if it pisses people off and it makes them mad, guess what? Don't do it. And if you have a policy in place, take it away. And here's what you need to know. Real deal. Most of the time in an office, when somebody doesn't want to do a change, it's because they don't want to add time to their day. They don't want to add more complexity to their day. So they'll find reasons to not make something work. So if you're a manager or business owner and you're listening to this and you're like, I really want to base my company more on referrals, you need to look for the people who are going to roadblock you. You need to look for the people who are going to be like, I don't want to do this. And then you're going to figure out here's the real reason why they don't want to do it, because it adds time to their day, or it makes them uncomfortable for a week or 2 weeks, or they just don't want to do it. And so what happens is you pay for it through the cost of acquisition of a brand new client. Right? Cost of acquisition of clients is going through the roof. Advertising is not cheap. Advertising is not cheap. And so, you know, people who inside of a company, they look around, they're like, just go get more leads. Go buy more leads. When they should be saying, we could probably acquire leads at a lower cost if we would get more referrals. Here's a couple of tips for you. Refer others. You know, a lot of times people will say, I want to get referrals. And I'll say, hey, how many referrals have you given out? Well, I haven't given out any. Like, well, I mean, like, think about this. You want to be the person who gets referrals, but you don't want to give them? That's kind of crazy. That's kind of silly. You could write reviews for people. You know, there's a law of reciprocity too. There's a lot of times where I look around and I'm like, I got really good service, so I will pull a manager over. There's a lot of times where I've gotten really good service and I will talk to somebody and say, hey, look, I want to let you know your employee is an amazing person. They're the type of person you really need to have inside of your organization. That's a fantastic thing. Right? I mean, it goes a long ways. Most managers, most supervisors are used to hearing about complaining. They're not used to hearing about good employees. So instead of being the negative Nelly, the negative Ned, the negative Nanny, the negative Nancy, I'm trying to think all the names that start with an N, be that person who's willing to give a good review. And I'm going to give you one last tip, one last strategy here. Everybody always says, I want to buy at a better price. Okay. So here's what you do. In lieu of a discount, ask for a referral. Ask for a referral. Because like the person may not be expecting it. The person may have somebody for your business. And you would phrase it something like this. Like, look, I know that there's only so much that you could have in the price or the structure. But instead of me asking for a discount, who else should I be talking to? Who else could I have a conversation with? Your ability to acquire leads through referrals is going to be one of the greatest strengths that you could have to beat out other companies, because they're not willing to put in the work and they're not willing to put in the effort.
Thanks for checking out this episode of the How to Sell Show. You can join the party at howtosell.live to get the show notes, links, updates on new episodes, recordings of previous episodes, articles, as well as videos. You may not know this sales secret, but sharing this episode with a friend will bring you good luck. See you soon. Mahalo.